for tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
Joshua and Caleb tore their clothes. Do you know how long Moses and Aaron fell on their face? You know how long they lay there praying? Well, it says in Deuteronomy 9. Let's look over Deuteronomy 9. It always amazes me when I read this. Deuteronomy 9:24. Verse 23 says, likewise, when the Lord sent you to Kadesh-Barnea, saying, go up and possess the land which I've given you, and you rebelled against that commandment of the Lord, and you not believe him nor obey his voice, you've been rebellious from against the Lord from the day I knew you. Thus I prostrated myself before the Lord 40 days and 40 nights and kept prostrating myself because the Lord had said he would destroy you. Moses lay there for 40 days and 40 nights praying. And God said, I'm not going to kill them. But they're all going to die in the wilderness except for Joshua and Caleb. And then the spies who brought the bad report died immediately. That says so in verse 37. And those very men who brought the evil report about the land died of the plague before the Lord. They desired to destroy you. Let's look at number 16 now. This is a rather long passage, but I think it is one that you all should pay particular attention to, because it's a sin that most of us are guilty of. We'll start with 16. We'll start with verse 1. Now, Korah, the son of Izanah, the son of Caleb, the son of Levi, with Dothan and Aram, the sons of Eli, and On, the son of Pura, the sons of Reuben, took men. And they rose up before Moses and some of the children of Israel, and 250 leaders of the congregation, representatives, and men of renown. They gathered together against Moses and Aaron and said, you take too much upon yourself, for all the congregation is holy, every one of them, and the Lord is among them. So why do you exalt yourselves above the congregation of the Lord? When Moses heard it, he fell on his face. Now, who was Korah? Now, Korah was Aaron and Moses' first cousin. He wasn't a stranger. Now, he was of the sons of Korah, and they had charge of carrying the ark and the altars and the table and the lampstands, the holy things of the tabernacle. You know, when they took the tabernacle down, they would cover those up with the veil, and then those men would come in, the priests would cover it, and then they would pick it up, the ark up, and carry it. And they would cover the, and they had precise instructions on how to cover this and how to transport it, but Korah was one of the men in charge of carrying the holy things. And his first cousin Aaron was the chief priest, and his first cousin Moses was boss. And he said, how come you exalt yourself and live like a prince over us? He said, we are just as good as you are. The whole congregation's holy. And Moses fell on his face. And so he said to them, I won't read this whole thing to you, but he said to them, okay, all you men get census, and you show up here in the morning, and we'll see how the Lord feels about who's holy. Well, the sons of Reuben, they decided that they weren't going to have any part of that coming with them census. They said, no, we're not coming with census. We'll stay in our tents, but you got no right to be a prince over us. And so they showed up the next morning and put the incense on there, put coals in their censers, and began to swing incense. And Moses was there on his face, and he said, separate everybody from the tents of these fellows. And he went out there, and the sons of Reuben were standing in the tents. And the sons of Korah were standing in their tents. And he said to them, verse 27, so they got up from around the tents of Korah and Dothan and Abram and Dothan and Abram, and they came out and stood at the door along with their wives and their sons and little children. Then Moses said, by this you shall know that the Lord has sent me to do all these works, for I have not done them of my own will. If these men die naturally like all men, or if they are visited by some common faith of all men, then the Lord is not sending. But if the Lord creates a new thing, if the earth opens its mouth and swallows them up and all belongs to them, and they go down alive in the pit, then you will understand that these men have rejected the Lord. And it came to pass, as he finished speaking these words, the ground split apart under them, and the earth opened its mouth and swallowed them up with their households and all the men of Korah and their goods. And they went, and they and all those with them went down the pit, and the earth closed over them, and they perished from among the congregation. In verse 35, and fire came down from the Lord and consumed the 250 men offering incense. And you think that would have satisfied the Israelites, but it did not. No. Look at verse 41. And the next day, all the congregation of Israel murmured against Moses and Aaron, saying, you killed the people of God. And it happened that when the congregation had gathered against Moses and Aaron, that they turned towards the tabernacle of meeting, and suddenly a cloud covered it, and the glory of the Lord appeared. And then Moses and Aaron came before the tabernacle of meeting, and the Lord said to Moses, get away from this congregation, that I may consume them in a moment. And they fell on their faces. And Moses said to Aaron, take a censer and put fire on it from the altar, and put incense in it, and take it quickly to the congregation to atone for them, for the wrath has gone out from the Lord, and the plague has begun. Then Aaron took it as Moses commanded, and ran into the midst of the congregation, and already the plague had begun among the people. So he put the incense and made an atonement for the people. And he stood between death and the living, so the plague was stopped. Now can you picture that? He took his incense and he ran out into the crowd and he ran through them and the death came up to where the incense was and stopped. He cut the death off from the congregation by making atonement with the incense, which is a type of prayer. And those who died in the plague were 14,700 people besides those who died in Korah's instance. So Aaron returned to Moses at the door of the tabernacle and the plague stopped. Now what were these people doing? Aaron, Korah, and all the rebellious folks were dead. People were unhappy with God's chosen leaders. And they were murmuring against them. Talking about them. Grumbling. That word murmur means to grumble, to talk about. And God doesn't like a grumble. I remember I went over this with a prayer group, with a group of Episcopalians. And I got through, and one of them looked at me, and he said, you know what this means to me, Doc? I said, what? God doesn't like a bitcher. I said, that's absolutely correct. He does not like someone who grumbles and complains all the time. But more specifically, in this instance, he does not like people. It upsets him for you to grumble against his appointed leadership. You grumble against your preacher? There was an evangelist that I judged rather harshly. I always felt that the evangelist, I didn't think he was God. Talked about him something terrible. I talked about him and I was having a service in New Haven, Connecticut, a group of students, and I made a comment about this evangelist. It wasn't very complimentary. And I noticed that this one young kid just hit him like a ton of bricks. And I went home and I said, Lord, why? And God spoke to me sovereignly and told me that that boy had been saved during one of his crusades. I had to go to that young man and apologize. And God gave me a verse. And I try to remember this whenever anyone has anything to say to me about one of God's servants. And I quote this rather frequently to them. I found that the best way, there are several ways to, it's Romans 14. It says, who are you to judge another man's servant? After he stands involved. Indeed, he will be made to stand, for God is able to make him stand. God has put you in a body. Don't grumble about, don't find fault with the preacher. Don't do the devil's work. The devil is standing before God against him day and night. And I can assure you that if he's got any faults, the devil can point them out to God much more ungraciously and much more expertly than you'll ever be able to. Thank God for those preachers, those people who've given themselves that God has appointed over you. Thank God for them. Pray for them. That you might live a godly and peaceful life in all righteousness and dignity. Godliness and dignity. Don't talk about the praise leaders. Pick their praise to pieces. Don't talk about your elders, the Sunday school leaders, Sunday school preachers. What about your boss at your job? God says all authority. Romans 13 says all authority emanates from my throne. If anybody's in a position of leadership, it's because I put him there. Now, Paul wrote that when Nero was on the throne. He said, God said, I put him there. Now, that can be misused. The Gestapo used that against the Christians in Germany to tell them they should turn the Jews over to them. They should submit to the ungodly practices of the Gestapo. But you're supposed to obey God's word. There are some people today who feel that they should obey God rather than man. That's fine. If God has called you to do that, that's fine. But God also expects you to be prepared to accept the penalties of the law that you violate. If you're a draft dodger and you don't want to serve, God has called against your conscience, and God expects you to go to jail for 2 years and witness in jail. Paul went to jail. Lots of Christians. I have a prisoner that I'm praying for in China right now. And she asked us not to raise a public campaign for her release. And she said, why should I protest what I have received at the hand of a loving God? And she's in jail for 15 years in China. But she says, why should I protest what I have received at the hand of a loving God? And she's winning souls in jail. God is using her in the jailhouse. And I just pray for her that God will give her grace, that he will pour out grace on her like he did on Joseph in the jailhouse. God's grace will pour forth on her, that she will be able to find souls there, that God will provide for her, that God's will be done in her life. I don't understand why she's in jail. But don't judge another man's servant. Don't judge those that God has placed in authority over you. When people call me and want to complain about somebody in authority, I say, now, wait a minute. God has placed them there, and I'm not going to judge God's servant. I said, I don't agree with everything. I said, very seldom do I find anybody that I agree with everything they do. But I'm not going to criticize them, and I'm going to pray for them. How many of y'all are guilty of that? You need to repent of it. It's rebellion. It has a name. It's called rebellion, and it will lead you into bondage. Now, all of these things were written down as examples for us. We'll go through them again. These are the things that make God mad. Brings his anger out, his fierce anger. Not to be satisfied with God's provision for your life. Not to be happy and always complain. Complain, complain, and bitch, and complain. And tell everybody about it. I don't know why. I don't know why they don't realize I should be an elder in the church. I don't know why they got me here setting up these chairs. I don't know why my elder didn't understand that I'm worthy of a better position than this. Praise you, Lord God. I'll tell you, that's not the way to get it. God says, who he is faithful in little will be faithful in much. He will trust with much. He won't give it to the person that's sitting there complaining all the time. He won't raise you up. Rebellion against God's provision for your life. Losing sight of God's promise and begin to doubt. Third, looking at the circumstances and not as God's promise. And don't believe. But unbelief come in. Murmuring against God. Grumbling. Murmuring. Not believing that God will keep his promise. And third, leaning on the flesh. Falling into sexual immorality. Sexual immorality is a serious sin to God. That's the reason the devil spends so much time tempting you with it. I mean, he knows what upsets God. You know, the devil hates you. He hates every one of you. You know why he hates you? Because he rebelled against God. and God defeated him. And he can't touch God. He hates God. He really hates him. But he can't touch him. But he can touch you. You're made in God's image. He can't touch God, but he can touch his image. That's you. And so he hates you with an everlasting hate. He is unspeakably evil, and he hates you with an he is untrustworthy. He's a liar. You can't believe him. You won't know the number of people that I have known that have tried to make a deal with him, tried to make a compromise and strike a deal with the devil. And the devil laughs at you because he's a liar and a father of lies, and he'll hold you to yours, but he won't keep his. Praise the Lord. Well, I want to pray a little bit for deliverance and things that we've talked about. How many of you in here have never been in a mass deliverance service before? In a mass deliverance service, you must realize that a spirit, the Greek word for spirit is pneumo. A pneumatic means air operated. It's a word for breath or for air. Spirits are air, and they come out of the breathing passages most of the time. Sometimes they come out of your ears, sometimes they come out of your skin, but most of the time through the breathing passages. I will lead you through a prayer of renunciation. And then I'm going to call out some spirits. What I want you to do is put both feet on the floor, listen to what I got to say, listen to what I call out, and come against it in your mind. If it's there, it'll come out. If it's not there, it won't hurt you. But don't go down the cafeteria and say, I got that, don't have that, I got that, maybe I might have that. Well, I don't know about that over there. Just push them all out. If they're there, they'll leave. Praise you, Lord God. Let's all stand up now and praise God a little bit. Praise your name, Lord God. Praise your Lord God. It is said that the brain can only absorb what the fanny can endure. Praise your Lord God. Praise your Lord God in the name of Jesus. Praise your Lord. Hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord God. Praise your name, Lord. The name of Jesus, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Praise your name, Lord. Okay, let's sit down now. Praise your name, Lord. I'm going to lead y'all in a prayer, and I want you to repeat after me. Thank you, Lord, for dying for my sins. For your glorious resurrection. Making me a new creature in Christ. By faith in your precious blood. Dear Lord, I have a confession to make. I've sought supernatural experiences apart from your word. I've disobeyed your word. I want you to help me renounce all these things. Cleanse me. In body, soul, and spirit. In Jesus' name. I'll renounce the occult. In the name of Jesus Christ. I renounce the heresy of reincarnation. And all healing groups involved in metaphysicists. I renounce water witching. Renounce all demonic skills. I now break in the name of Jesus Christ all psychic inherited. Any hold on demonic hold on my family line as a result of disobedience of any of my ancestors. I also break any bonds of physical or mental illness in Jesus' name. I break all demonic subjugation to my mother, father, grandparents, or any other human being. In the name of Jesus, I renounce everything psychic or occult. Every cult that denies the blood of Jesus. Renounce every philosophy that denies the divinity of Jesus. Lord, set me free. Lord, I have another confession to make. I have not loved, but resented certain people. I call upon you, Lord. Help me forgive them. I do now forgive. We'll pause here for a minute or two while the Holy Spirit brings to mind anybody that you have ought in your heart against. Anybody that's ever hurt you, anybody who's ever abused you, against you, in any way that you hold or that you have not forgiven, you should forgive that God may set you free. Any person's living or dead, Lord, I forgive these people. And I commit them to you. That you might bless them, Lord. In the name of Jesus. I do now forgive myself. I renounce every evil spirit that binds or torments me. And I call upon the Lord to set me free. Thank you, Jesus. For it is written in Joel 2:32, anyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Thank you, Lord. Praise your name. Now, you spirits of rejection in the name of Jesus Christ, all spirits of rejection, I bind you in the name of Jesus. I just say, turn God's people loose now in the name of Jesus Christ. All spirits of rejection come out of God's people in the name of Jesus. Turn loose now. These people have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. They're children of God. They've been accepted in the Beloved. You've got no right to them. You've got no right to them. You've got no authority over them. In the name of Jesus Christ, I bind you now. And I say, turn them loose in the name of Jesus. Come out of them, rejection, in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind rejection in the name of Jesus. I bind fear in the name of Jesus Christ. All fear, fear, legion fear, in the name of Jesus. Turn them loose now. Turn them loose in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind all fear, all pride. Pride, ego, and vanity, we bind you in the name of Jesus. Turn them loose now. Pride, ego, and vanity in the name of Jesus. Turn them loose in the name of Jesus Christ. Turn God's people loose. Come on out of them in the name of Jesus. Praise you, Lord God. All lying spirits now in the name of Jesus. All lying spirits in the name of Jesus. All gossiping spirits in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, all religious spirits, all gossiping spirits, all tale-bearing spirits in the name of Jesus. We bind tale-bearing. We bind gossiping in the name of Jesus Christ. Turn God's people loose now. Turn them loose now. I come against rebellion in the name of Jesus. I come against the spirit of rebellion. Spirit of rebellion. Rebellion against God. Rebellion against parents. Rebellion against the pastor. Rebellion against God's appointed authority. All rebellion. All witchcraft for the spirit. Of witchcraft. Rebellion is as a spirit of witchcraft, the sin of witchcraft. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. All witchcraft and rebellion in the name of Jesus. I bind you now and I say, turn God's people loose now. Turn them loose. All of you, come out in the name of Jesus. Just turn God's people loose. Praise you, Lord God. All witchcraft. All witchcraft and rebellion in the name of Jesus Christ. All unhappiness. All unhappiness. All grumbling. In the name of Jesus. All unhappiness, all spirits of unhappiness and discontent in the name of Jesus. Discontent with God's provision for you. Envy, covetousness, jealousy in the name of Jesus. Come out. We bind jealousy and covetousness and envious in the name of Jesus. God's people loose in the name of Jesus Christ. Turn them loose now. Come out of them in the name of Jesus. All lust. The lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. All you lust spirits. Spirits of lust in the name of Jesus Christ. Lusting after things, lusting after money, lusting after position in the name of Jesus. Turn God's people loose now. Turn them loose in the name of Jesus. Praise you, Lord God. Turn them loose now. All pride. Come on out. Pride. Pride in the name of Jesus. Turn God's people loose. All pride in the name of Jesus. I come against the spirits of idolatry in the name of Jesus. I break the curse of whoredom. All spirits of idolatry in the name of Jesus. All witchcraft in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against all Eastern religions now. I come against the spirit of Katanga in the name of Jesus. Turn God's people loose now. Come on out in the name of Jesus. Turn loose, Katanga. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against transcendental meditation in the name of Jesus. Jesus. Come against all yoga in the name of Jesus Christ. All Lamar spirits, all yoga spirits in the name of Jesus. Come out in the name of Jesus. Turn them loose now. All yoga, all meditation, all you meditation spirits, all you yoga spirits in the name of Jesus. Turn God's people loose in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind you in Jesus' name. We bind you in the name of Jesus. Come against all martial arts spirits, all martial arts spirits, all Eastern religion in the name of Jesus Christ. Turn God's people loose now. Turn them loose now in the name of Jesus. Turn them loose. Come out in the name of Jesus. Praise you, Lord God. Praise your name, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Come against the spirit of bondage now. Spirit of bondage to the past. Bondage to the past. All bondage spirits in the name of Jesus. We come against bondage. We come against sexual bondage in the name of Jesus Christ. We come against the spirit of incest and sexual bondage in the name of Jesus. The spirit of incest. We break the curse of incest back 40 generations in the name of Jesus. We break all the curses of incest in the name of Jesus. Turn them loose now. We come against the spirit of bestiality, homosexuality, and perversion in the name of Jesus. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind the spirit of perversion and whoredom in the name of Jesus. Turn them loose now. We come against the spirit of whoredom and harlotry in the name of Jesus. We come against the spirits of oral genital sex in the name of Jesus Christ. I break the curse of oral genital sex over these people in the name of Jesus. Praise you, Lord God. Praise your name. Come out, perversion, in the name of Jesus Christ. All perverse spirits, all spirits of augmentation and perversion in the name of Jesus. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out. Come on out. Leave God's people now. You've got no right to them. They're blood washed. They've been washed with the blood of Jesus Christ. In Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sin. All their sins have been forgiven. God says in His Word, 1 John sins, He is faithful and just to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. They've been cleansed of all unrighteousness. Christ's blood has washed their conscience, cleanses their conscience from dead works to serve the living God in the name of Jesus Christ. Romans 5:9 says, more now we shall be justified by His blood and saved from the wrath to come. They've been made righteous and justified just as if they've never sinned. Turn them loose now. Come out of them in the name of Jesus Christ. All you witchcraft, all you witchcraft, turn them loose now. All you idolatry spirits. All spirits of idolatry, all spirits of whoredom in the name of Jesus Christ. All spirits of whoredom, sexual whoredom in the name of Jesus Christ. Spiritual whoredom in the name of Jesus Christ. Seeking after other gods, seeking knowledge from other gods, seeking knowledge from the tarot cards in the name of Jesus Christ, from the astrology cards in the name of Jesus. Praise you, Lord God. Divination. Praise you, Lord God. Praise you, Lord. The Ouija board. Touch the Ouija board, Lord. There are two people in here. The Ouija spirit, Lord. Touch them now, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Ouija, I just bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. I say leave the people of God. In the name of Jesus. Go. Go, Ouija, in the name of Jesus. Praise you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Just go, Ouija. Praise your name, Lord. Oh, God, touch your people now, Lord God. Fill them now, Lord God. Fill your people now, Lord. Fill them with your love, Lord God. Fill them now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Fill them, Lord. Fill them with your spirit, Lord God. We loose the spirit on them in the name of Jesus. The spirit of power and might in the name of Jesus. Knowledge and wisdom and fear of the Lord. Touch them now, Lord God. Fill your people, Lord God. Lord, I speak blessings on them in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. Praise your name, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I come against the infirmities, Lord God. Lord, I come against all infirmities now, Lord. You bore our infirmities, Lord God. Praise you, Lord God. You were bruised for our iniquities, Lord. Praise your name, Lord. You were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you, Lord. For Jesus, he himself is our peace. By your stripes we've been healed, Lord. Lord, I bind the spirits now, Lord God. I bind the spirits of cancer and high blood pressure in the name of Jesus Christ. I say, be gone in Jesus' name. I come against the spirit of high blood pressure in the name of Jesus. I come against the spirit of cancer in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against the spirit of colon problems, of colitis in the name of Jesus Christ. Of colitis in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against the spirit of dysmenorrhea in the name of Jesus Christ. Come against all female problems in the name of Jesus. I come against cancer. I come against cystitis in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against bladder problems in the name of Jesus. I bind all of you in the name of Jesus Christ. I say, be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against the spirits of chlamydia in the name of Jesus Christ, of Neisseria in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind all of you in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind you and I say, be gone. I come against the spirit of herpes in the name of Jesus. Be gone. I come against the human papillomavirus in the name of Jesus. I say, be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. Be gone. Turn God's people loose. Turn them loose now. Turn them loose in the name of Jesus Christ. Turn them loose in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against the spirit of cancer in the name of Jesus Christ. Come against the spirits of anemia in the name of Jesus. Come against the spirits of lassitude in the name of Jesus Christ. Neurasthenia. In the name of Jesus. Turn God's people loose. Turn them loose in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise you, Lord God. Just touch them, Lord. Touch your people now, Lord God. Heal your people, Lord. Heal them, Lord. Lord, you said that you would heal, that you restore what the cankerworm, the caterpillar, and the palmer worm had stolen, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we speak restoration to the people of God. Lord, we speak restoration. We speak healing and restoration to them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord, I come against the spirits of the lust of the eye and the lust of the flesh and the pride of life, Lord. I come against the god of the belly, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against the spirit of gluttony, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and sloth in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise you, Lord. Touch your people, Lord God. Heal them in the name of Jesus Christ. Set them free, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we send the hornets from heaven, Lord. You said you'd send the hornets to drive out the Canaanites and the Perizzites and the Ammonites and the Hittites and the Jebusites, Lord God. Drive them out, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Set your people free, Lord, in the name of Jesus. For he himself is our peace. For Jesus is our healer. He is our deliverer. He said he came to set the people free, to bind up the brokenhearted, to comfort and appoint all those who mourn in Zion, that they might receive joy, beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Touch your people now, Lord God. I loosen the spirit of the oil of joy, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. We loosen the oil of joy, Lord. We offer beauty, Lord God, the garment of praise, Lord God, that they might be trees of righteousness, of planting of the Lord. Lord, we thank you for it, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Everybody hold up their hands now and praise God. Praise God. Praise your name, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Fill your people now, Lord God. Fill them full, Lord. Fill them, Lord. Drive out the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Perizzites, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Praise your name, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Praise your name, Lord God. We praise you and we bless you and we glorify you for it, Lord. For great and mighty is your name, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Praise you, Lord God. Oh, Lord, fill your people now, Lord God. Fill them, Lord. Fill them full. Fill them to overflowing, Lord. For your spirit, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Thank you, and we praise you, Lord, and we give you the praise.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. It's like going to Bible school at home.